Well, just signed my portion of the contract of the Wilder versus Fury fight. It is officially on, ladies and gentlemen. This fight is definitely on, man, and I can't wait, man. It's going to be an exciting fight. It's going to be an explosive fight. It's going to be one for the legacy. You know, definitely one for my legacy. You know, you got the WBC heavyweight champion of the world versus the lineal champion. And it's going to be a pleasure. The two best heavyweights competing against each other. The best fighting the best. Giving the people what they want. And this is what we're doing. I just beat, in my opinion, one of the best heavyweights in Luis Ortiz. And now I'm going for the next best in the heavyweight division. And ain't nobody doing this shit. Announcement next week, baby. Let's go! Bomb Squad!
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching? I was
hitting him with body punching. I heard him asking, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking to taking a punch.
DPLC Productions.
Making woman justice like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous one. Why? Because it's official. It's on. It's going down. That's right. The biggest heavyweight fight of this year. First American pay-per-view in how long? It's going down, baby. We are here to talk about Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. It's official. The press releases have been sent out. December 1st is the first press stop in London, followed by New York, LA.
October 1st. Don't fuck this up for him, man. Yeah. October 1st.
The fuck's going on here?
I don't know, Eddie. Eddie slipped me the Eddie juice, trying to get me to ruin the announcement. But, October 1st, press conference announcement in London, followed by New York. I'm hearing Tuesday. Little Birdie told me that his name is something like Bomb Squad. So, after that, we got L.A. And then I'm being told we might even slide in a little Atlanta because we building, baby. We building. You know what I'm saying? And I'm putting shit together in Atlanta, so we might have to stop in Atlanta is what I was told. I don't know, but this is what we're here to discuss. So if this is something you want to talk about, you want to chop it up, you want to give us your opinions on this fight actually finally being announced, truly a press conference is being started. It's rumored 4 cities, 2 countries. Sounding good. Or do we say 2 cities, 2 countries? Because it's still a city within that country, right? So you got to count 4 cities. I mean, I don't know, but whatever. The point is we're going to get on out to our main man, Mike, and get this thing started. You know we want your opinion, so call in 1-425-569-5241. Skype call us. Download it. Absolutely free. Android, iPhone, doesn't matter. Add Nesta Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation.
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
Don't duck me. Don't duck me. You said it wouldn't happen. I want all the smoke. Where you guys at?
Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at 1 million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo. What's going on, baby? We back in the building. Deontay Wilder, it's official. Tyson Fury, it's official. Speak it. You got to say you the best. Believe it. You got to go out there and make the big fights and receive it. You got to get your ass in the ring. And we got a date for him now. December 1st. Will it be Vegas? Will it be L.A.? We don't know. And one thing that I'm glad, I'm not going to say they fucking listen to me, but I'm just going to say great minds think alike. Thinking about doing a fucking Atlanta stop. Atlanta, man, I'm telling you, it's so much black beauty down there, bro. It's pitiful. But hey, let's go and get to it.
Well, I mean, you know, keep it going, bro. You got that excitement.
Hey, bro, when I seen that motherfucking IG post, I said, oh, shit.
Well,
I'm out here playing.
I received the press release because I seen Fury's earlier message saying that he signed his half, you know, but we knew that that didn't mean it was official yet. Like, now he's waiting for the American side, you know what I mean? We still needed the press tour. We still needed the date.
If they sending you a contract to sign after all this time and you sign it, then that means both sides pretty much goddamn me agree with everything.
No, absolutely. All I'm saying is I didn't want to get as excited as I am now. After receiving,
are you excited right now?
Well, yeah, because we received official press releases from Heyman Boxing.
I mean, I ain't seen no motherfucking enthusiasm coming out of you. Maybe it's just me.
You know what it is, dude. I've been already crunching the numbers, trying to see how could I make this work, and it looks like we're just gonna have to stay scattered. We're gonna have to be Team Voltron, have Team TBV UK represent and cover Wilder and Fury in London. Then I do New York and have Daniel do L.A. And hopefully I could get a good date on that Atlanta and tap into that market, because not very many people have been there. So I would want to be one of the one of the guys that's out there covering that first city press tour. You know, that would have been something that hasn't been done in boxing in a while. I mean, Real Deal Promotions, Evander and Stevie Forbes are putting on cards in Atlanta and stuff like that, but not on this level. So,
oh yeah.
But I did want to at least, you know, make note that they're out there. They're out there doing the grassroots work, and they might end up being on the untelevised undercard because they've already have that Atlanta home roots base. But I know for a fact that Deontay Wilder has an Atlanta guy, right? His Atlanta guy has a heavyweight, the one we went to see in Florida, Greg. Okay. But the handler is from Atlanta, and he's been throwing shows in Atlanta, successful shows in Atlanta for some time now. He has 2 years that he doesn't throw any shows, but that's because he's building his own venue. I believe it's a standing 3,000 capacity venue.
Ain't bad.
And you know, he just got tired of leasing and paying. Every time he wanted to put on an event. But
he got smart, and he looked at what Tyler Perry did and built his little set down there, because he was tired of fucking renting out studios in Hollywood, so he just made his own studio down in Atlanta. But real quick, if you guys are listening right now, smash that thumbs up button, y'all. Man, check this. I'm not even gonna fucking over it.
We got a fight.
I ain't even saying that, bro. It is motherfucking 8:20 on a Friday night, and we come in here giving y'all content. Smash, just, you ain't got to give us no money. Just smash them thumb the button for just one time. And for all you UK bums over there, I know you guys not sleeping. I know it's Friday, so you got to fight tomorrow. So you probably out at the pub right now having goddamn me fries and goddamn me fish and chips or whatever you guys do. When you hear my voice, call into the show. Talk that shit y'all was talking online. Call in, because the fight is official. And like Frank Warren says, it is on. Go ahead. I'm feeling good tonight.
Oh shit, just got serious. I just signed my end of the deal of the contract with the Wilder fight. Signed, seen, delivered. Just up to them now. Shit got serious because I just got out of Emmanuel Stewart Kronk boot. The original OG boot. There you go. Breaking these bad boys back out of retirement for the Wilder fight. Deontay Wilder, you're going to get it, mate. You're in big trouble. No, I've never met a man I couldn't beat. In a boxing ring or outside on the street, in general, every man I've ever conquested, I've conquered. And you ain't going to be no different, my pal. I know you've got a big punch. I know you're unbeaten. I know you've got a big mouth. And I know you want to win. But you don't want it like I do. You can't beat me. I will outpart you. I will force my will upon you until you quit. And that's a promise. That chin is going nowhere. That chin will absorb all your power. And I'll dare you. Good night.
and fat apples, man. It's your fault, bro. All right? It's your fault that you don't know it's official. We're trying to tell you that it's official now. We got a press release. I don't know about you. Maybe if you were part of the media, you'll get a press release too. Since you didn't get one, don't ever question if it's official or not. This shit is going down December 1st in either Vegas or L.A. Don't know yet.
Nah, it's definitely official, Fat Apples. I know you're a UK guy, so you know you don't want it to be official, but it's definitely official. Press releases have been sent out. You know, I would do a screenshot, but that just means that you do not believe in us, and I have no integrity, you know, or no morals. So if you don't believe us, keep it moving. It's really simple. But you can also check your favorite websites. I'm pretty sure by now they've already rewritten this press release in a manner to make it their own and release their news to their readers. Speaking of reading the press release, I will do that right now. WBC heavyweight world champion Deontay Wilder will defend his title against lineal champion Tyson Fury in a blockbuster matchup of undefeated heavyweight Saturday, December 1st, live on pay-per-view. The contracts have been signed and the promotional tour will kick off in London October 1st and continue with stops in New York City and Los Angeles. Wilder versus Fury tests the raw power of Wilder against the unmatched size mobility of Fury. America's only heavyweight champion since 2007, Wilder has 39 knockouts and 40 professional fights, including knockouts in all seven of his title defenses. Fury is a former IBF, WBA, and WBO heavyweight world champion, not to forget IBO champion, who is undefeated in 27 professional fights and holds the boxing prestige of lineal heavyweight title. More details on location, venue, and on sale ticket information for the heavyweight championship battle will be released next week. And obviously, you know, I seen you and the guys in the chat back and forth with all the other news because, you know, Fury put out his little Instagram clip before the official press release. But I took it upon myself to use that to send it to Wilder and say, hey, yo, remember to keep me posted because I want to travel. I want to make sure I go to the press tour. But he actually called me. He was catching a flight. I asked him to be on the show, but he was going to be on a flight for the next 5 hours. So he's not going to be able to call in. But he did.
You got Skype here.
He did let me know that. Yeah, like, you know, if I wanted to do it, it's up to me. But he doesn't think that it's worth it because they're like, he's going to be there Monday, but he's leaving Monday. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously you got New York after that and then L.A. So they're really going to pick things up. I got the date on camp starting. So
you know, camp start?
October 8th. So right after the Press City Tour is over. So what's that? Tuesday, right? No. October.
Yeah, we'll talk.
October 6th is Saturday, so we 7th Sunday, Monday. So Monday, it starts the following Monday after the press tour.
After Billy Joe Saunders shit, I'm open, man.
You're going to have to do an East Coast tour, Playboy.
What's up? I'm
hey. You have to be like, Daniel, you're going to go New York, Boston, Jersey at Alabama, Tuscaloosa. You ain't ready for that.
I'm right at home down at Tuscaloosa. Real quick, man, we got a real super chat from my guy. Shout out to motherfucking B Polly out here. I ain't fucking around. Champ, B Polly, nigga, I'm on it too, baby. Champ, what's up, Ness and Mike? Y'all like Haller and Hearns? Hagler, okay, Hagler and Hearns. Tommy, not Eddie.
That's hilarious, Tom. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Hit that thumbs up button. Why? Because we got a pay-per-view fight that is a good heavyweight attraction. Hit that thumbs up. Why? Because you thought this wasn't going to happen, and it did. Hit that thumbs up. Why? Because we out here, and we working, and you like the content, right? Why not? Man, listen. I'm not as excited as I should be because I always knew it was going down. You know, it was just a matter of ironing out the details and, you know, getting those little wrinkles straightened for everybody. But
I mean, you ain't happy that Eddie Hearn and people like Troy and people like just like out of doubt, like even AJ.
Nah, because I know, like, yo, Eddie Hearn knew, just like Troy deep down inside knew, and he just want, you know, he didn't want it to be true. That's why he ain't calling in today. Hence, you know, dudes on every show except this one today. Strange. No, I mean, but I'm excited, man. I'm excited. LA sounds like a plan. You know, I'm a New York guy, and it's obviously better not to spend money. But despite for me, I'm saying it right now for TBV listeners, let this be your motherfucking invitation and your announcement.
But okay.
Appreciation. I know. But what I'm saying, and that's why we have an appreciation. I see when I did an appreciation in 2016, marijuana wasn't legal. So I didn't really want to go to Vegas. Now, ooh, Vegas and Cali is all good for me because they're legal and it just makes it fun. I've been to Cali. It's cool. I know how to rent dope ass B&Bs. Like, we had mansion in LA and in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? We broke and we still got that off. So, like, yeah, I don't mind those places at this point. So I'm just announcing that we definitely doing a TBV appreciation night. So get your ducks in a row. Oh. We go to the fight and we going to party the night before. So we're going to do a party Friday and we're going to get blasted. We're going to have fun. You know I'm going to have Wilder in the fucking building.
Oh. Man.
No, because you know, like, come on. It's the heavy.
Come on, man. Heaven and Saturday, man.
Huh?
Have him in at 30 after the fight.
You crazy. Oh, after the fight.
Yeah, man. It's a big fight, bro.
Listen, you're right. He might say no, and we go.
Yeah, it's a big fight, man. I don't want to be responsible for shit. I don't want to see the nigga until after the fight.
Listen, he could do a walkthrough. He could do a walkthrough, come through. You know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling like the man when I walk through.
Take night and, you know what I mean? Sign a few autographs and head back to his hotel and whatnot. Like, he could definitely stop through on Friday. And I'm going to set all that shit up. Like, you know, when I'm down in October, I'm going to lay that shit out. Plus, he owes us. Remember, he ain't come through in New York by mistake. Some shit happened and he had to send the video. So, you know, and he missed it because he sent some people, you know, he sent some Tuscaloosa kids and they was there. Big Will was in the building and they had fun. And
man, Alabama, stand up. Y'all got a real one out there, man. Look what he's doing for the state. Look what he's doing for the state. Alabama football ain't the only big thing popping down there. You feel me?
So it's definitely going down. Start getting your ducks in a row. December 1st is the fight. That's Saturday. So our party will be November 30th, right? What's the last day of November? 31st or the 30th?
Nigga, it could be the goddamn 39th. It don't fucking matter, nigga. The last day of November, it's going down.
Just remember TBV parties. If you haven't checked it out, you could go to one of our playlists and, you know, or just search on YouTube, TBV Appreciation Nights. Remember, your ticket includes, obviously, you know, complete food for the night and drinks, you know, top shelf too. We be having Jameson, Remy, Henny.
Look here, Fat Apples. You're fucking starting to fucking piss me off now. I'm trying to be a good nigga. I'm trying to be in a good mood all night tonight. And you come out no venue and no date. Didn't we just give you a date? Goddamn me, December 1st. Did we not just say it's gonna be December 1st?
Why you even?
Because look here.
That's the salt, though. You gotta be able to tell what's salt and what's...
I like mushrooms. I fuck with the salt. You know what I'm saying? So look here. So
we already having a last laugh. Why you? Don't let them get you mad.
Bro, I'm just fucking. I'm just fucking around, man. Hey, real quick.
Matter of fact, Fat Apple.
We got a super chat from Eric Cruz. Super chat King in the house. What's the date in the venue so I can book my flight? The date will be December 1st. The venue.
We still waiting because it's up. Thomas and Mac is available, right? Right? That was the report from that you got.
Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay is available. And you know Daniel says some good things about the Mandalay Bay in terms of seats and comparing it to the T-Mobile in terms of attendance. But LA is also a big runner, according to Lance Pugmire. So either way, Vegas or LA is going down Bay. Yes, sir. I cannot wait. I'm telling you. I can't wait. It would be dope I think if it's Vegas, I don't want to go back to the same venue. Like if it's Vegas, I don't think we should do the appreciation night in the same mansion.
I don't want to do Vegas again. I've been there, seen that, and In-N-Out Burger went shit. Let's go to LA.
No. I mean, if the fight is in Vegas, which most big fights are, I'm saying that our appreciation night, I don't know if I should hold it in the same mansion we had the last time or find something new.
I thought we seen the little building right there in Cone.
The building. That is. Yo, I don't even remember that where that was at or the name of it. But you're right. That's the untitled conversation.
I know we was walking. That's I know we was walking. So wherever we walked to, it's around there. The only place that I remember walking is from the restaurant. Yo, where we had the
idea would be insane,
bro. You're talking about insane.
Anyway, I think we should open up these phone lines and share this excitement. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And we're hoping that your opinion is something on Wilder Fury being signed, sealed, delivered December 1st. We're looking Vegas or Los Angeles. Contracts are signed. Press tour starts October 1st. First stop, London. Let's do it.
Don't call with no other shit. Don't call with no Canelo, no Triple G, no Terrence Crawford, no Errol Spence. We don't want to hear none of that shit tonight. We want to hear Tyson Fury, Wilder, December 1st. Let's go.
That's fucking right. Stick to the topic.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All the way in Australia.
But no one can stop me, really.
I'm God gives me.
Boy, there's a King Croc right there.
I'm God gives me.
This croc has enough power in its jaws to rip my head right off.
Unique in the sixth round.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, I'm beautiful.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey boys, what a beautiful show, what a beautiful day. I'm so glad this fight is signed and delivered. I can almost book my flights, I just gotta wait on the venue, but we'll definitely be attending the TBV Appreciation Night. Man, I'm just excited. This is amazing. I mean, December 1st, we got Wilder Fury. 1 week later, I'm flying out to Lomachenko, Linares. Mate, this December's just jam-packed with Canelo rumored to fight on the 15th. I'm just happy. The two true heavyweight champs, in my opinion, not fighting Klitschko for a two-year layoff and a loss. He's had a couple tune-ups, you know. Look, let's just get excited. Let's have a lot of fun with these boys. I'm happy we finally got some information, and just keep us posted. Keep the good work up, and I'll talk to you soon, boys. Thanks for that.
Thanks for the great call, man.
Can't wait, brother. Can't wait to finally meet up again.
Positivity. Yeah. You feel that positivity?
Oh yeah, I feel that positivity in there. But we got to get a little negativity too. I mean, it's part of it. We're gonna go out to. I want to say this is Baltimore, and it might
come on, Troy.
Nah, it's not that. No, it could be DC actually. 202-277. Who's this? First time call?
Nah, what's up, Ness? It's me, man. DC, man. Marcus all day, man. Yo, the fight, I'm excited about it. Yo, I'll be out there December 1. Yo, the British dudes are going to get ready to start getting your domestic fighters knocked the fuck out. Yo, we in the building. The weed is legal. Who cares? The tequila is cold, man. You know what it is out there. We out there.
Chip.
Marcus, thanks for calling in, brother. We're getting positivity. People are excited. No one is saying they don't want to travel so far. We'll see, man.
2 for 2.
Two for two, right? Let's see what who else we got here in the 407. What is that? That is Florida, right? We got Majid in Orlando. What's good?
Shit, man. Just excited to hear that the fight got a date. We know what's going to happen. So I had to call in, tell everybody to like your video, and just to let all those UK boys know that America coming to invade. Deontay Wilder about to knock Fury out, and then we're going to keep chasing Joshua. You know, and thanks for letting us know this shit happening. And UK, y'all about to go down. That's all I got.
Y'all heard what he said. Smash that thumbs up button for us, man. It's free. It helps with the visibility of the show. And we trying to get everywhere. Like, y'all ain't never there.
Let's go! I'm ready!
Like homie said, why would I ever care? You know what I'm talking about?
Dominic, Seattle, talk to me.
Yeah, it was good. I'm excited about this fight majorly. Today and then tomorrow is gonna be beautiful too. I got my stream ready for that fight. And
you're such a liar. There ain't even a stream available yet. You're such a liar.
Nigga, yes it is. Yes it is. You know what you gotta do?
I mean, he ain't lying. They be ready about 24 hours before.
Today, ready. The day open.
He got the poop.
He's a straight shithead, bro. Wow.
But I really loved I'd rather see Oakley. Lawrence Oakley, that's the only fight I really want to watch. He came from the gutter.
His name ain't Oakley and, like the glasses,
homie. Oakley. Worked at McDonald's and everything. Big up to him.
Yeah, he used to work. Yeah, and respect to Ness, you know, you're tall too. And nowadays, everybody thinks, you know, if you're tall, you can only do one thing in this world. So I respect people who do things other than what the stereotypical thing you can actually do. So same thing with AJ. I respect him. He's killing it. He said it in one of his interviews that, you know.
Hey, man. It's Wilder, goddamn it, Fury. All right. We call. Joshua, they got their time tomorrow. Right now, baby, we need some energy, baby. Give me something. Give me something, man. Come on.
Hey, and once Wilder beats Tyson Fury, it's time for a G-string Joshua, so we can get it in, and we can finally see a real fight, not no Povetkin, old Russian fucking truck driver, Wilder versus AJ. I'm ready for Wilder versus Tyson Fury. That's going to be a big ass fight. Tyson Fury's got the biggest mouth. He's the Conor McGregor at 6'9".
Yo, you in Seattle, right? So is that far? I don't think that's that far, right? That's a pretty quick flight.
To Cali, I would definitely go down there, especially to get Floyd. Maybe on the main card, I would definitely go down there, like for real.
Dominic, I'm going to go ahead and get to some other calls. Dominic.
Hey, man. Real quick,
Dominic,
bro.
Sure, Dominic said, especially if they get
Floyd. Yeah, I turned after when he said that. But real quick, we got a super chat from Cass. What up with the undercard? Look here, bro. I don't give a damn if Betsy Ross was fighting on the undercard. It don't matter to me.
Nah. I care about the undercard, but there are some reports. Come on. You got them. What are the official reports from Michael Coppinger, who's been really on top of this story?
Well, somebody else came out and, like, kind of debunked that shit. He was like, he don't see Abner Morris and Javante on the card, or either Gary Russell and what's the other guy name? Leo.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me 1 second.
I'm Michael Coppinger, right? He's the one who's been following.
Yeah. Michael Coppinger says not even a remote chance Leo Santa Cruz versus Gary Russell take place on Wilder Fury undercard. Contrary to a report elsewhere, fight is way too expensive. More than likely, Tank Morris isn't good on the card either. Possibly Jared Herd returns on that show. And he said some more shit. Let me click on that. I didn't know.
How do you feel about that? Let's go with those possibilities of Herd and Thurman in tune-ups, because both men were injured, so you get tune-ups cheaper.
I'm glad to see Herd back. And for like for a card like Wilder Fury, you got to put somebody like that who's going to be action-packed, who's going to bring the motherfucking – who's going to get the crowd ready for the main event. I will hopefully you slide him as a co-main. And you can always dig up people like maybe, you know, shit. I don't know. Who that 154 that doesn't need a shot at a title?
At 154 that needs a shot at a title. I don't know. Let's get to Los Angeles, because either way
– we got a super chat.
Either way is going to be good for people in L.A. If it happens in L.A., you're golden. If it's in Vegas, it's a drive and a smoke away. Who's the super chat from?
Our buddy, Eric Cruz.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys think it would be a Wilder or Fury pro crowd since the UK fans do like to travel? I feel like it might be 50-50 because, you know, UK going to bring them boys. I don't care what nobody say. Fury, Frampton, what's the guy's name? Haddon. They always come out for their people. So I'm guessing Fury might bring 10, 15, maybe 5-10 with at least 5-10. Go ahead.
Let's see. Those are modest numbers. You know, Hatton brought that 30 stat.
So. Got to think of the venue, though. The venue and the price point.
Hey, listen.
No, it's the Staples Center.
That 30 ain't get in when he fought Floyd, but Floyd is Floyd, and Wilder is not Floyd. You know what I mean? Just some of them people had tickets. They just came to show that love, that support. But, yeah, let me get out to Cali, man, and get this thing on.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell them the truth, yo.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Speak it, believe it, and receive it. Speak it, believe it, and achieve it. Yo, I'm excited, man. California knows how to party. Hey, man, I hope this shit is in LA, man. It's going to be lit. I hope it's in LA, man. Let's see. We can have the party out here. Have it out here, man. Y'all, I done traveled to New York, man. People from back east come out. Castle Hill, Gill, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, yo, I'm hyped. I'm hoping Joshua wins tomorrow, and I'm hoping Wilder wins, and we have the grand finale next year, man. That's my call, brothers. Peace.
Ain't no show without Info Joe. Yo. Yo. We did it. We here, baby.
Oh, man. Now, UK people, I was all hype for my UK people to call in.
Ducking them calls.
But they sleep.
Ducking them calls. We're going to have to come back in the morning. Wayne, you know, Wayne strictly keyboard gangsty.
Wayne. I'm hype, man. Next. Look at this guy. Wayne, this guy. Fat apples. UK have AJ White, Fury, Joyce, Chisora, Dubois. Let my guy get in right quick.
It don't even matter who all them names, because, yo, Wilder goes through all those like a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they slap him with his backhand.
All those. Joyce, Dillian White, Dubois. Y'all better let all them dudes mature. Joyce ain't got the fights. Dubois ain't got the fights. And only Dillian White got the fights, but he ain't ready. He not ready.
Nah, he ain't ready yet, man.
He acting like it, but he not. I still wish Wilder would have took that fight, though. In closing, I still wish he would have took that shit.
Get that $5 million, man. At the time, it was $5 million. Then he bumped up to like $7 or $8 million, something like that.
IMO Sports, you definitely going to see me and the crew in Alabama, Tuscaloosa for sure. I'm going to be in T-Town for like 2 separate weeks in camp. I'm going to go early October when it start, and I'm going to go right when it's winding down. I ain't playing no game. I might go 3 times this year. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I got to take advantage of my situation.
All right, get all the content when you can. You should go 3 times and make a big old, what is it called? Camp life. Tie all that shit in.
Adrian said Ness will be on suicide watching Fury Schools Wilder. Adrian, you are terrible, yo.
Hey, man, let my guy get his intro, man. Get his 2 cents in. Ooh. You see him? You see him down there?
Yeah.
You don't see him at all?
Oh, man, I ain't even look. I wasn't even on this window right here. I was.
Oh, okay.
Ness is on that first generation.
No. On YouTube, I was on the comment section, reading the comments. I didn't even know Fight IQ was in the building.
BoxingWilliams.com. I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Shane Moser era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, the Mark Pierre Hunt era. I've been through all the eras, and I still been
talking. How much you talk? You do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
Yeah, call me late face. I'm super late face as hell. But I wasn't late when I got that email, though. When I got that email, it said it was on. I was like, yes, it was finally going to happen. And it had those press dates, so it definitely felt official. I'm leaning towards LA because they put LA in there last. I know Vegas is an option, but you know, they have an LA press conference and you know, I mean, everyone's pointing at LA. I know Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, but Ryan, I mean, even if you don't fight in LA, you do an LA press conference. And when you fight in LA, you do a New York press conference. That's just part of the promotion. You got to hit
true. Your pulse. That's very true, because they did that with Golovkin and Canelo. So it does leave that window of both. So I guess you definitely debunked that. But the Atlanta press conference, I think you said, I was driving, I was listening. That's pretty cool. I don't think a lot of guys know the history of Atlanta.
I want to see, does he actually do it? Like, I want to see him start to get the A-side treatment. Like, Atlanta's not on the press release. You know what I'm saying? So is he going to get what he wants? Like, obviously, they're treating him the way that he deserves to be treated, especially after the negotiations, right? You know, he wanted a big fight, and they've acquired that for him. So I would like to see if that, you know, continued, or if that continues into this Atlanta, because we haven't seen anything in Atlanta of this level in a long time. So well, yeah, refreshing.
I was going to say, like, what's really cool about Atlanta, and like the historian that I am, Atlanta actually staged, I believe, Muhammad Ali's comeback fight after they like took his boxing license, and he wasn't able to fight for a couple years. And he stripped him of the title. So Atlanta was one of the places that wasn't scared to stage his fight after all the politics and all the, you know, the media was saying like he was not going to the war. And Atlanta was the one that stepped up and said, yo, let's welcome back Muhammad Ali 3 years later. So there's a lot of history when it comes to Atlanta. And what better is another heavyweight situation with like Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. So Atlanta would be very cool to host that historic moment, you know, based off their history in the past.
Yeah, man. Interested to see what happens. Well, we were on the way out, so it's really all you, baby. You got the floor. You're going to have to entertain us.
Well, I mean, you know, this is pretty much the positive energy, you know? And obviously, there's the worry, negative energy for a lot of people saying pray for no injuries. Pray for nothing to happen to any of these guys. Stay out of trouble. Tyson Fury coming. Please be clean, you know, and all these things. Don't be influenced by your stablemates. Take this serious when you come over here, as well as Deontay Wilder. You know, they've been in those kind of controversies, you know, with the chicken throwing and stuff. So, you know, hopefully nothing like that happens and we can get this nice and clean, because that's what a lot of people is going to speak of. Oh, there could be an injury, or he can pull out. You know, these guys have been in big fights and they have these. So now we have the date. We have press conference. We don't have the venue yet. We don't have the undercard yet. I know Javante actually tweeted, though. He said December 1st. I don't know if he was being serious or trolling, but, you know, he did tweet December 1st.
That is weird, though. Like, it would show, I don't know, it would show that they all do really get along. Because remember, Javante tweeted out during a Deontay Wilder fight that he fights like a girl. So
Tom girl. Let's say the whole thing now.
Tom girl, same fucking shit.
No, you don't understand what a tomboy. What's a tomboy,
bruh? I don't even know. I didn't even. You know what? I didn't even give that thought. Like, I'm thinking, I'm hearing Tom. What I'm hearing, like, I didn't even know he was saying it backwards.
Yeah,
I'm
just gotten us so stuck right now. Like, he's
yeah, because like a tomboy is a girl that acts like a boy.
Yeah,
a tom girl. Is a boy that acts like a girl, and he said he was fighting.
Well, look, see, I didn't even think of that. I wonder if Tank took it that deep, and you know what I mean?
He know what he writing. I mean, he ain't stupid.
I think he said something after that. Like, he's like, nah, you know, I think he toned that down. I think I saw some interviews, but yeah.
All I know is it would show maturity, though. It would be, you know, it would show that they get along in some way, or buried it, right? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he apologized. I've just seen an interview.
He did. I mean, but
and I think see a comment that also says that. So, yeah, someone said that same thing.
I mean, it would serve Deontay well to have Tank on there, though. Like, he's got some juice with him.
So you want Tank, Keith, and Swift?
I'm saying, listen, I don't want. I'm just speaking on the names that have been rumored. You know, Swift and Keith, that's good triple header. You know, it may be one of those is open and it ain't going to get TV time. I really doubt they don't give any of those guys TV time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean,
what if there's some UK fighters, too? I mean, this is co-promote somewhat with BT Sports a little bit,
that
right?
That is true. It could be some way. I mean, you know, maybe not, though, right? Because they're offering Fury the big money to come over here. It's not really a co-promotion.
But think about what that can do if they brought Yard over, some of their fighters, to kind of promote in the U.S. market. I mean, it's a good opportunity.
I don't know what it would do for the U.S. It would do something for Frank Warren and his fighters. They would get them exposure. Would it help a U.S. pay-per-view? No.
It'll suck up some money, because you can get Yard and Dubois for fucking, like, they get cheap, like $80,000 or $100,000 like a fight.
Yeah, but again, no one knows them in the U.S., so who's going to buy a U.S. pay-per-view with U.K. guys on it?
I'm not saying get both of them, but you can put one of them on there for sure, like a Dubois, like heavyweight, like a heavyweight thing.
Yeah,
and don't forget, Joe Joyce said after the fight on the 30th or whenever he fights, he's supposed to have like a big fight coming up, right?
Yeah, I mean, look.
Same with Dick.
In a perfect world, you got Brazil and Luis Ortiz on the undercard, mixing Joe Joyce. So it's either Lewis versus Joe Joyce, or Lewis versus Brazil, or worst case scenario, Brazil versus Joe Joyce.
Yeah, worst case.
You know, just to set up his next fight, because remember, his thing is, yo, I'm not even listening to AJ. I'm going my own route. I'm going 50-0, going 50-0 or 51-0. And now Floyd coming back. Boy, must have heard the rumblings. Let me go to Rafi Dawkins here. Rafi, what up on Skype?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
What's going on? UK in the building.
Shit. What you going to say today? What you going to say? Hey, you know what? First and foremost, I want to salute you for at least calling in. A lot of your brethren have been ducking now that they know.
Yeah. I had my brethren haven't called in, so you know what I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? I just thought, yeah, let me just give him a shout. Let me just call in. Yo, so I want to ask the panel, if I may, how do you think the fight ends?
Two ways. Tyson Fury is going to box the living shit out of him, or he's going to be laid out on the canvas with a bloody nose and rolled. His eyes going to be back in his head. There's only two ways.
Face down, ass up.
Brother, I'm putting everything on knockout.
Right.
I know you say he's putting his whole goddamn life on a knockout. Yeah.
There's only two ways.
I'm betting on this. Now listen, you seen the way he came out for Stavern, where he doing that Yu-Gi-Oh shit.
Goddamn me, Goku Yu-Gi-Oh? Looking like a fucking Super Saiyan and shit, just looking at him and shit. Yeah, nigga. Man,
he gonna do some shit like that to Fury, because this is the one that everybody is looking at. This is the one that will give him leverage. And you can't get leverage without a good performance. You can't have a dull performance. You can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Ness, you think it's going to be a knockout? Can you pick a round?
Nah, you can't never pick a round, bro. I wish, man. I'd be rich. Okay. I'd be fucking rich. Okay.
First half, second half. Which one?
Goddamn, start with two, man. Fuck it.
Wilder. You never know with Wilder.
Okay. Mike, you think Wilder's gonna knock him out?
Man, look here, bro. 40 fights, 39 knockouts. The only motherfucker he didn't knock out, he broke his hand in third round, and the motherfucker tackled him, so he wouldn't knock him out. All I'm saying is, if it looked like shit, smelled like shit, then goddamn it might be shit. So 39 victims, bro. I'm safe money will be on the knockout.
Steve Cunningham put Fury down, bro. Like, I know Fury got some good legs. I know that. But Wilder's athletic. He's not like the average heavyweight. Not in my opinion. But Rafi, go ahead, because you're going slow with this setup. You think I don't know you're trying to do some sandbagging?
Check it out. I thought that, as most of the UK people think, I think that it was too soon for Fury. But now I'm thinking about it more. I think I'm more of the opinion that Fury may last the 12 rounds. He may last the 12 rounds. So my real question is this. If the fight goes to 12 rounds, do you think that equals a Fury win?
Hell
can
no.
Fury,
hell
can
no.
Fury,
because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. No, no. Because if Fury lasts 12 rounds, he going to get beat up.
And not even
remember Bermaine Stiverne lasted 12 rounds. He got beat up. And I know Bermaine and Fury are total opposites and cannot be compared. But, right. But yo, Deontay hits hard, man. I've been in enough camps to see with headgear, it don't matter. He going to get to you. He going to get
y'all see do a pop face after
listen, going to get knockdowns. Is there anybody that he hasn't put down? I'm just asking a question. I'm not being
Do a pop with one person that I didn't see go down. He got his face fucked up.
But he stopped Duopah.
Yeah. He stopped him, but he didn't go down.
Whoever he don't put down, he stops him, like, and sends him to the hospital.
Did he put down Stiverne in the first fight?
Yeah,
he dropped him.
Yeah, and they robbed him of one of the knockdowns. Remember, Stiverne got hit, and then he tackled him.
Right.
You got to remember, like, he's probably way better now than then. I mean, he just fought, you know, a big Cuban amateur pedigree fighter. So, I mean, you always learn from each fight. So,
and his confidence is on high right now.
Man, it's gonna be scary to see him at the end fought Ortiz, bro. That was a boxer, a puncher, and one of the slickest motherfuckers you're gonna see at the heavyweight division.
Rafi still don't believe, but let me tell you, Mike.
All right, check this out.
After Deontay knocks out Fury, they're gonna make an excuse too. It still ain't gonna be over till he decapitates AJ.
All right. Well, my point is, first and foremost, I'm not a Fury fan. Never have been. But since he's a UK guy, I'm gonna look at it from a UK perspective.
Don't bring that fake loyalty in here with that bullshit. We don't do no fake loyalty around here. You're not a fan, but you as a fan because he's from Britain.
Support your U.S. fighter.
Oh, man. Yeah?
You support your U.S. fighter.
Man, I'd rather you spit in my face than spit on my back, motherfucker. That kind of shit is that.
Right now.
Right. I don't know, bro. I'm feeling good, bro. Let me go, Ron. Let me go, man. Come on, man.
Spitting on backs?
Hey, yo, listen. So, I think
it sounded good when I said it.
I'm saying this now. I'm putting it out there. I think it is infinitely possible that Fury's evasive. It is infinitely possible that he goes 12 rounds. I believe Fury can take him in 12 rounds.
I love it. Rafi, keep bringing the energy. We love that you called in. We need you to call back. Continue to rally for the Fury fans because at the end of the day,
OMG, I am so excited.
We got to fight, and that's all that anyone cares about. It's official. October 1st, London. I wanted to be there. My fucking bag is still packed, I'm telling you, but it just ain't going to be.
Hey, man, they got them chat, bro. I'm going to fuck the whole chat up.
Someone said spit narrative.
What?
They got them chat over here killing me, man.
Wow, because you too excited?
Yeah, no, because I said spit, and they said spit narrative. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was Mike's analogy about spit.
Yeah, man, it's nothing, bro.
He's
nothing,
excited, y'all. Come on. We know he's a big Wilder fan. Cut him some break. He just wants to support his boy Wilder. It's going to be a good fight. Y'all.
Yo, man. I'm just happy it's finally announced. It's official. You know, he could get that pressure off his back. I'm happy we could get a fucking camp. You know what I'm saying? We get this thing started, get up in there, see how the man is looking. See that confidence coming off that Luis Ortiz fight. That's going to be interesting to see in camp. See who they bring in for Fury. I know they're going to bring Joey Abel because Joey Abel was in camp with Fury and he's already done a few camps with Wilder. So I'm pretty sure they're going to bring him. I wonder if they bring in Jason Bregman that was in there with Adam Wanaki. He was also with Fury, you know. I don't know how many people you need to tell you how Fury is in camp compared to how many people you need, the size of Fury with the mobility of Fury. But the way, you know, because people are probably thinking, oh, there's no way he'll find a heavyweight that boxes like Fury to prepare him for a Fury fight. But what you do is you probably get like a cruiserweight, right? Hypothetically, you get an Usyk in there. You know what I mean? A Steve Cunningham in there who's smaller than a heavyweight and faster, but he plays the role of Fury as a boxer. Then you get a bigger guy in there, slower, to play the Fury role when they're on the ropes. To be able to, you know, you get a fat guy to put that 300 pounds on you when Fury's leaning on you. You don't necessarily need one guy to make Fury. You got to get a couple of guys to make Fury.
It is one guy that possibly could imitate Fury, you know what I'm saying, a little bit, but these guys got bad blood, so it ain't gonna work.
Who's that?
Big Baby. Who's that big and moves that good? Man, besides Fury. Besides Fury, though. That big?
No, bro. I've seen Big Baby spar. It's a totally different style.
I understand the style, but when you bring in a sparring partner, you should tell them, I want a certain look, right or wrong.
I hear you, but I don't think Big Baby. I mean, Big Baby does have crazy stamina.
And he's 300 pounds, bro.
But it's a different. Yo, Fury's on his feet more. I know people go wild out, but like Fury's more.
He is on some
Ali shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, hold on now. Shit now. Goddamn.
What I mean by that is like he's a little more stood
up. Baby Ali or something. Just say Baby Ali.
Man, whatever, man. Hey, yo, if Jim Lampley could do it, fuck it. We all.
Hey, yo, Jim Lampley did say.
If Muhammad, we know. Exactly. If Triple G is Muhammad Ali of this generation, then fuck it. So it's.
I'm not going to sit here and let y'all disrespect Muhammad Ali like this.
You know why that's twisted?
No, because Tyson. This is
laugh at me.
No, Tyson Fury's this year's Muhammad Ali.
What's up with all the emoji pillows, bro? You just pick them up, bro. How many emoji pillows do you get? Like 25?
I didn't even know Ness had emoji pillows.
I had dozens of these shits, yo. They was in the office, so they in here cleaning right now, and I had to pick them up off the floor. And I'm like, oh, shit, let me use this right now because it's the perfect show. I knew I was going to be happy, and I was going to call a few people some shitheads.
Yeah.
Worked out. I wanted more shitheads to call in, but they duck and they're going to be in the comment section. Like, it still ain't going to happen. Fury always pulls out. Still
they'll definitely be right under the videos leaving comments. Oh, Michael's a fucking fanboy tonight. Look at him. Fucking spit narrative.
Hey, someone said first generation emoji for Ness. He ain't got the new upgraded emojis.
Yo, they hating right now.
But there's one kid in America that no one speaks of. Ooh. And that's Deontay Wilder. He was on the Olympic team. He lost the big kid. And I've had the fortune of he's came and trained with me before, too. And he's a big kid. He's bigger than Latimer, too. But he's got good speed and power. And I think best talent is still going to be Tyson and Deontay Wilder. But there's one kid in America that.
Man, you talk about motherfucker that called it because he called Wild. I believe he called Joshua too, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what was dope about that though? Tyson Fury showed he had these shoes and had Crunk Jim on it.
Yeah, he showed that today. We played that audio clip as well.
Yeah, so if they didn't see it, if you go to Tyson Fury's Instagram, he's showing the shoes, and it's really cool because you know, rest in peace, you know, Manny Stewart done a lot for the sport, and you know, he's just showing his compassion and love for the sport. That was cool. I like that. You know, it's a prophet.
Manuel was a prophet, bro.
Man.
He said, I would be where I'm at. And look.
He told you that too?
Word is born. And
personally.
Yeah. What?
Oh, man. Okay. Bro, I'm
still got his number in my phone. I could never erase it.
I wouldn't dare erase it. Nick, I wouldn't think about erasing that motherfucker.
I got tons of interviews with him, man. Early. Damn. Used to be on the show all the time too.
That's dope as fuck, bro.
Nice. Like that. We had one correspondent. His name was Peter and shit. He wanted to take a picture with Emmanuel, and in AC, that's when AC was popping. They had these little carts and shit where like you would like someone would ride you on a bike, but it's covered, so it was raining.
Yeah.
But dude said he was TVV. Emmanuel got out, took that picture in the rain with him. Just
what? That's play as fuck.
But anyway, peace.